Instant artist. Learn art right now. Tracing. Everyone is tracing. The cool kid at school is tracing. Johannes Vermeer was tracing. Caravaggio, Leonardo da Vinci. Tracing, tracing, tracing. Everyone is tracing. And the people who tell you that tracing is not an art are all about pretending to know better than you by preventing you from becoming good at art. And the people who convince themselves that tracing is bad draw crooked. And no, it is not their style. Doodling crooked is not an art style. It can't be an art style. No, sir, it is not a good portrait of your sweetheart, because the nose is too far down and a little bit to the left, and her décolletage starts not right beneath her chin. You ever meet anybody like that, you show them this poem and run. Run away. There are only two rules to tracing. Practice on Mona Lisa first, and when you are done practicing, only trace the photos that you took. Pull up a photo of Mona Lisa, grab a piece of paper, put it on your screen, and very gently mark all the important parts and outlines. Now use a pencil to darken what needs to be dark. Use the edge of an eraser to make hard edges. Later, get an eraser shield and a battery-powered eraser, maybe. And roll some paper to make a tortillion. And blend your pencil to make it photorealistic. And get a pack of tortillions as well. Your piece of paper is most certainly the wrong kind of paper. So you need to buy drawing paper, not sketching paper, but drawing paper. Gently trace Mona Lisa off your screen again, but this time flip the paper over and put some pencil on the back. Deposit some graphite to make homemade carbon paper. Now place your homemade carbon paper on the fancy drawing paper and go over the trace you made on the screen again. The graphite you deposited on the back of your homemade carbon paper will now transfer over to your drawing paper. And get some graphite paper, so that next time you can put it between your trace and your drawing paper without doodling on the back. And now, get some art pencils. School pencils are just one shade of pencil called HB. So number two pencil in America is actually HB in Europe. But there are actually 20 shades of pencils. And that is how you darken and lighten things in a drawing for real. As to oil painting, first you mix opaque gray or brown colors and create a portrait in black and white. And then you paint over it with transparent see-through colors. And that will slowly color your grays. But focus on drawing first. You learn by drawing. When you are ready to trace your first commission or friend or family portrait, consider using an office projector or a Pico projector. But as you take their photo, you must absolutely recreate Leonardo da Vinci's shadows in the Mona Lisa. Painting or drawing without those shadows is wrong. The shadows are needed. You can't have sunshine without shadows. Your drawing will not come out right without the correct shadows. Art is 50% creation and 50% teaching. You must pass on what you have learned onto others, especially those that admire your work. Finally, never create art that is sad. Never create art alone. Do your portraits in a coffee shop, your paintings on a street corner, and your photos on beautiful adventures. You are now a beautiful artist. You were a beautiful artist all along.